to entertain you. A small pledge means a lot. Please go to wfmu.org/rq. Thanks. Back to you, Bunny.
Now, back to the music.
Thank you. Christ will bring you all for being with us.
Where you're hearing things.
Where you're hearing things.
is the highlight of the day.
Listening to the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Frank in Queens. We had some technical difficulties to start this 2025 marathon show, but we are hopefully past it now. And that means we got to speed things up because we lost a nice chunk of time. Anyway, it is the 2025 fundraising marathon. It's the 2 weeks out of the year where we humbly come to you asking you to pledge your support, your financial support to WFMU and its affiliated streams to keep us on the air for another year. We got a goal of $1.7 million. We hope you'll
help us. For this show?
That. Yes, that's right, Todd, for this show.
Well, you are totally doing well.
You totally blew your intro. I had a whole nice intro for you, and you jumped.
Yeah, but we got to speed things up. Right, that was enough. You did that 7 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, Todd Afonik, Todd's here with me, trying to get us to our station goal and the goal for the Hard Stuff program, which we will establish in a little bit. But you know the deal. We have several pledge points that you can earn some cool stuff.
All right, Frank, that's enough. We're behind schedule.
First prize of the night, because we're giving away a prize tonight. One prize tonight for a $20 pledge or more. You can win the 50th anniversary pressing on gold vinyl of AC/DC's live album, If You Want Blood. You got it. So without further ado, let's hear a track off that one here on the Hard Stuff program.
Thank you.
You know, Frank, AC/DC had a song called Money Talks. Ain't that the truth?
Indeed. Pledge your support and let your pledge dollars talk to us here at WFMU. Let us know you want to keep us going for another year.
Or if you don't want to keep us going for another year, you can pledge money and let us know that you want us to go off the air.
Yeah, we're not terribly proud. We'll take anything we can get at this point in time.
Most DJs give you the soft stuff. Frank gives you the hard stuff every Tuesday, 6 to 7. He misses Mets games. He misses Islanders games to bring you this show. That's right. Let's hear it for Frank.
Thank you, everyone. Nice boys don't play rock and roll, but nice boys do pledge to WFMU to hear us during this marathon. What do you think, Todd? How are we doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Frank, we got pledges. You want to hear some of the great people pledging to us, to your show? I say to us, it's really you. You're the one who does this every week, does such a superb job. One of the few outlets where you can hear music like this. Frank is the last surviving member of the Baker Gurvitz Army.
Goddamn right, baby.
John Kay in Whiting, New Jersey.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that.
Christina in Massbeth.
That name sounds familiar.
She says, keep it hard, boys.
Well, don't usually have a problem doing that.
I'm going to let you handle that one.
Yeah, well, I usually do. Anyway, yes, thank you, Christina. That's Miss Christina Ginger. Third week host of Rotations here on Rock and Soul Radio, 6 to 7 on every Thursday. Great show. What else we got, Todd?
Lee in Dublin.
Wow.
He's getting the running for that AC/DC Deluxe Gold Vinyl Anniversary Edition.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Lee. Love to get some international pledges.
Carl W. in Hillsdale, New Jersey.
Ah, Carl,
WFMU,
yes.
WFMU saves my life literally every minute that it is on the air. Isn't Hillsdale, isn't that in a love song from Forever Changes?
I believe so.
Yeah. Might not have been Hillsdale, New Jersey, but...
probably not.
Who gives a shit? our own... talking about Riff Raff, our own Matt Clark.
There we go.
You can hear him later this evening with his buddy Mike Sin, his partner in crime, from 9 to 11 on What's Happening.
Yeah, the Rock and Soul Radio MVP. No doubt about it. Hands down, unanimous choice.
Speaking of MVPs, you know this gentleman, Derek, in New York.
Ah, my buddy Derek. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate that.
And we got Catherine M. in Wilder, Vermont.
Fantastic. Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah, so those are some folks for now.
Great. Let me tell you, you heard that set real quick. That last track was Rose Tattoo with Nice Boys.
Hey, did Rose Tattoo come over here in the last few years, or did that get canceled?
I don't know. That's a good question.
They were planning on it. If you don't know, it probably didn't happen.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't keep up with everything, Todd. So much to keep up with. And before Rose Tattoo, we heard a track from that AC/DC live record that we're giving away for a pledge of $20 or more. It gets you in the running. You have to make the pledge while the program's on the air to get in on that. You also get a WFMU Battleship sticker to go along with that. And if you want to give us more, that's great. We could take more. $50 gets you the WFMU t-shirt for the marathon this year. $75 or more gets you all of that, plus the Rock and Soul Radio Premium, the Rock and Soul Radio tote bag, a.k.a. record bag, designed by our good pal, Todd Manny Dominguez.
Oh, yeah, from the classic rock band Mala Vista.
Absolutely.
Hey, Frank, can I digress for a second?
Please do.
So that AC/DC song from tonight's prize, If You Want Blood, You've Got It, 50th Anniversary Gold Vinyl Edition. Riff Raff, did you ever watch the Underdog cartoon show?
Sure.
Who was Riff Raff your favorite villain? If not, who was? What a show! Maybe a show with the best named villains, right? You had Riff Raff, Simon Bar Sinister.
I remember that one.
Yeah,
I honestly, like, I haven't seen it in forever, so I don't recall all of the villain names. But you're probably right about them having the best names.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm only coming up with those two, but there had to be more. You couldn't do a cartoon series and just have two villains.
No, that doesn't make much sense.
But also, it was Simon Bar Sinister's evil assistant was named Cad.
Nice. Were there any villains on the Underdog program by the name of Flash?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, well, that's too bad, because the next song that you're going to hear tonight is by Australia's own Colored Balls. Here is Flash, right here on the Hard Stuff program on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio.
And on the Hard Stuff program, the balls often get colored blue.
I can't tell if
WFMU.org. Go to the Rock and Soul Stream. Pledge to Frank from Queens. Frank's show is a gas.
Here's another one off tonight's prize. Pledge of $20 or more gets you in the running. Rockandsoulradio.org. Pull out a Rosie from AC/DC.
I think this is the best AC/DC song. What do you think?
Pretty damn up there, man.
You ever hear Pure Rubbish cover this?
I don't think so.
Going out to Nancy Walker. Ain't exactly small. Speaking of the hard stuff. You ever get a boner from Nancy Walker, Frank?
I don't recall.
What kind of a pervert are you?
One in reform.
Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Did you go to work today?
Of course I did.
What time? It's been early for it. What time did you show up?
7 o'clock in the morning.
7 o'clock. You see this? This guy, you got to work at 7 o'clock?
Got to work at 7 o'clock.
Right. So this guy's at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. So this guy's up doing his hair at like 5:15. Here it is. Over 13 hours later, he's doing this amazing radio show for you. You got to think about that, people. Not everybody does that. He deserves your money. Most of the pledges for a stream show like this come in ahead of time. If we can just get $108 between now and 7 o'clock, he will reach $1,000, which, like, for an on-air, a show on 91.1 FM, I've done some calculations, and the equivalent of that would be $1 million.
Help me get to the million-dollar equivalent, folks. RockandSoulRadio.org. Hit the pledge widget at the top of the page. $20 gets you in the running for the AC/DC giveaway.
Make Frank from Queens the new Ted DiBiase. This is a deep cut by Slade. I've never even played this.
That's how you know it's deep, folks.
You think this is the best song off the Play It Loud album?
No, but I do like it a lot. Todd, I played that one for you, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
I know you like that band a lot.
Yeah.
And I do, too. And I hope you do out there as well. And if you want to hear more Slade on Rock and Soul Radio, if you want to hear more Slade on the Hard Stuff program, then be sure to hit the widget at the top of the page.
We are now $58 away from $1 million.
Wow. So close. So close.
And we're going to thank Mark G. in Lothian, Maryland.
I believe that's Lothian Man from the comments board. Thank you so much, Mark.
Yeah. Hey. Frank, one of the best shows out there. He knows how to hit that shit.
All right.
This is funny because reading this name from Helsinki, it looks almost like Ilya Kuryakin, but it's not. It's like Lika Korhonen. Year in, year out, the best radio station in the whole wide world. Thank you.
Can't disagree with that, Lika. Thank you so much for your pledge.
Daniel S. From the town that Dion calls Boca.
Boca.
The nice, generous pledge.
Ah, is that down in FL?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Joe K. in Stamford, Connecticut.
All right. Local pledge. Thank you, Joe.
Tim H. drinking champagne in Illinois.
Ah, Tim. I believe that's Tim from the comments board. Thank you so much, my friend. Do appreciate it much.
Stephen S. part of a super Swag for Life pledge.
Beautiful. We love those Swag for Lives.
Brooklyn.
You want to talk about a little bit about Swag for Life for a quick second? I think we should hit on that.
Yeah, why don't you talk about it, because I've never been able to understand it.
Yeah, you always have trouble with this. I'm not sure why, but I'll try again for you, Todd, this time real slow. So Swag for Life, instead of hitting WFMU with a one-time pledge, you know, you pay, let's say, $20 to get in on the AC/DC giveaway. Let's say, you know, you want to give a little bit more, but you can't come up with, say, like $100 or whatever it is that you just can't pony up in one shot. Swag for Life's great in two ways. One, it allows you to break up that payment over the course of 12 months, but also it allows for steady revenue to come into WFMU throughout the broadcast year, and that's the most important part of it. This way we never have to worry about potentially running completely bone dry in the middle of a year. That money's constantly coming in. I'm a Swag for Life, or have been so since before this program even started. If something appeals you, look into it.
When I mentioned Nancy Walker, you looked a little bone dry there, Frank.
Well, it has been a while, Todd. Who else we got?
Why are you looking at me? We got Stephen H. in Boston, Massachusetts, where he lived.
Thank you, Stephen.
Robert S. in Tinton Falls.
Ooh, can you say that on the radio? Thank you.
You know, a lot of these people are very generous swag for lifers, you know, especially, oh my God, this guy in New Haven, Rex G. My God, I mean, I don't want to name this number because it's too high. But, you know, a nice part of it going to your show. Thanks for all the great music.
Thank you
so much.
I'll
just say it's four figures.
Thank you. That's very generous, Rex. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. We need big spenders like you. Thank you so much.
Mike Sin, who looks like he's about 32 years old, says he's been listening to WFMU for more than 40 years. I don't know how that could be possible. And each year it keeps getting better and better. That's because of you awesome DJs.
Thank you, Mike. And, of course, you're a part of that awesome crew.
But don't get too carried away, Frank, because, again, doing the math, he said that to over 20 DJs.
Well, you know, that's all right. There's a lot. That's just a testament to the level of quality and the amount of quality we have here.
It's true, because
WFMU.
There are over 20 awesome DJs, especially when you factor in these wonderful streams.
Easily over 20. Anything else?
Well, I mean, we could mention Joe. Joe D. In Philly, PA. Philly style.
Oh, Joe D. in Philly. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, let's save some other people for later in the program.
All right, let's get back to the music on tonight's program.
We should mention that AC/DC record again.
Yeah, so we're going to get back to that in a little bit, but since we're on the topic, once again, a pledge of $20 or more during the program tonight gets you in the running to receive the gold vinyl 50th anniversary edition of AC/DC's seminal live album, If You Want Blood, You Got It. We're going to get back to that in just a little bit, but we're going to keep it. We're going to go back to Australia, I should say.
Don't forget the shoulder back, $75. This on the pantheon of great shoulder bags in the top 100, this is like number 67.
That's pretty damn good for 1,000, so, you know. If you head on over to the webpage, rockandsoulradio.org, on the playlist, I'm posting pictures of the swag and their pledge levels, so check it out if you can. We're going to go back to Australia on this one and hear from Michael Turner in session here on the Hard Stuff program, WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio.
We'll be right back.
Let's hear one more off that AC/DC giveaway tonight. $20 or more gets you in the running.
Folks, Frank is bleeding for you. Literally. If you want blood, you've got it. Frank from Queens. This one dedicated to me, Frank?
They're all dedicated to you, Todd. Just about 12 minutes to go in the program before we have to call it a night. 12 minutes to get into the running for this AC/DC record. $20 or more over at rockandsoulradio.org. I'm one pledge away from 40 and $18 away from 800.
Oh my God. No, you're not 18. No, you mean, hold on a second. You're $58 away from 1,000. How did you get to that? Have you refreshed your screen, Frank?
I don't think my screen is refreshed for me. Pledge at WFMU.
I refreshed some other things for you, but not your screen.
Yes, part of your pledge dollars will go towards equipment and technological upgrades, as well as maintenance and building repair. All these things we need. In addition to just operating costs. So please.
Yes, and cleansing turntable one from your blood.
Yes, that's true. It's going to require a lot of alcohol for the size of the cut that opened up on my finger.
You know
while
who's
I'm working
a rocker?
Hard for you.
You know who's a rocker, Frank?
Who's that?
Jessica G in Philly, our own Jessica G.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mistress Jessie, host of the Mistress of 1,000 Moods program Thursdays at 6 p.m. here on Rock and Soul Radio.
Scott B, Philly style.
Scott B, thank you.
Candy O.
Candy O from the comments board. Thank you, Candy. Appreciate it.
Our own Daisy Lacey, one of the great rotations DJs.
Week one, Thursdays at 8 p.m.
The Garage Mother. That doesn't have the same ring as the Garage Father, does it?
Not quite.
Sorry, Daisy. I tried.
We'll come up with something better next time.
Medicine!
Medicine Man. Yep. Musical Dose. Come on now. Everybody knows that one. Fridays. Here on Rock and Soul Radio.
Scott Oz on the comments board down there in Bendigo, Australia.
Scotty. Thank you, Scotty. Appreciate that. Pledge came a long way. I do appreciate it.
Or as I call it, Bend Over, Australia. Jay Michael in Richardson, Texas.
Wonderful. Love them Texas pledges.
Yeah, with love from the Casa de Fuzz.
Ah, Prof Fuzz from the comments board. Yeah. Thank you, Prof. Appreciate it.
Stephen J. in Annapolis, part of a crazily generous Swag for Life pledge.
Wonderful. Thank you, Stephen. Truly appreciate it.
The great man you were working here with, just, did I say that right? The great man you were working with here last night, Spoonie.
Ah, my payment came through. Thank you, Spoonie. Appreciate that.
Stephen S. in Villa Park, Illinois.
Thank you, Stephen S.
Anthony J. in Brooklyn, Brooklyn Zoo.
Thank you, Anthony.
A sweet pledge, another part of a giant swag for life pledge from Paul K. in Washington, D.C.
Wonderful. Thanks, Paul. And, you know, speaking of swag for life, you know, like I said, I explained it before, just to recap, that's a monthly pledge to WFMU, comes right out of your account or credit card, whichever you choose. Just a great way to keep the stations going. Starts at $10 a month. And if you do pledge at that level, you will be getting the newly relaunched WFMU LCD magazine. It's been a long time since we put this out. We're up to issue 28, entitled Fables of Formats. So be a very cool gift for you to get in on if you were to pledge at the $10 a month level on Swag for Life. What else we got, Todd?
We got JC in Portland, Oregon.
JC, West Coast pledges. Thank you, JC.
Jeff M. and get this, Ottumwa, Iowa.
I only know one guy from Iowa. So that must make Jeff M. Father Flot of the Flot Spot here on
nice.
Rock and Soul Radio.
Fridays, I didn't know that's Friday where evenings. He lived, but yet it makes perfect sense. Tom P. in Brooklyn.
Tom P., thank you. Local boy, thank you.
A gentleman who will be on next, Kick Out the Jams, Joey.
Joey D., my Super Tuesday cohort. That's right, Kick Out the Jams follows the Hard Stuff program every week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Looking forward to what Joey's got planned for you on the first week of the marathon. Be sure to tune in for that after Hard Stuff. What else we got?
We have the suave person. We have the suave DJ who's on after him, Chris Crash.
Chris Crash, all the Super Tuesday folks coming out. Chris Crash, strong style Chris Crash, following Joey D. And Kick Out the Jams at 8 p.m. here on Rock and Soul Radio. Thank you, Chris.
Back by popular demand. Chris Crash, I was taking a bath.
There we go.
Long about a Tuesday night.
Evergreen. Evergreen, Todd.
Stu Rutherford.
Hey, Stu. Another staff pledge, WFM Rock and Soul DJ. Stu does the Wear Out of Sight program. Used to be on Thursday nights. Now moved to Saturday from 7 to 9. Thank you, Stu.
Me and B-Lock bent elbows with this guy in Brooklyn a few years ago, and he is a party animal, JR in Houston, Texas.
All right, JR, another Texan pledge. Thank you so much.
You would like this. His wife or girlfriend worked for an airline, so they would get like free or cheap tickets to fly all over the country and see Deep Purple and Black Sabbath and stuff.
Oh, back in the Back in Blue days.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
And lastly but not leastly, Andrew A. in Sydney, Australia.
Another Aussie
pledge.
Might have
pledged hearing all those great Aussie bands.
Well,
the Thunder from Down Under.
We kind of tailor-made it to go along with AC/DC tonight.
Yeah.
H, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the pledges tonight. We're still one pledge away from 40. Just a few minutes left. Come on, help me get to that nice round number before I call it a night here on Hard Stuff Program. Todd.
Frank.
Thank you for keeping me sane during the hectic first part of the show. I appreciate your...
No! Frank you!
Oh. I'm going to use that one, if you don't mind. But yeah, thank you so much for doing it. Appreciate your friendship and your advice, as well as your broadcasting talents.
It's 6:53, but is the bunny going to come in at like in 2 minutes?
No, I don't want to do Joey dirty. So we will end on time. I don't want to interfere with the rest of the fundraising efforts here on WFMU, but I want to thank you once again, Todd, for being my co-host.
You're
this
welcome,
week.
Frank. I love doing this with you.
Thank you so much. I want to thank everybody else who pledged this week. We still got another week to go. Plenty of time to pledge if you haven't done so already. Once again, rockandsoulradio.org. Help keep WFMU on the air for another year. We need your help, folks. We rely solely on you. No underwriting, no advertising. All listener-supported, 100%. So why don't you keep us going? We appreciate that. All right, I got one more before the bunny kicks us off. Going to play another AC/DC track, not one off the giveaway. Oh, speaking of giveaway, we got to give away the album, don't we?
We do. Let's see. Should we wait? Why don't I announce it during the song?
That sounds good. All right, final AC/DC song. It's the title track of the live album, except it's not on the title track. They put out the album before they recorded it. Here it is. If You Want Blood, You Got It. Thanks so much for pledging. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Till then, have a great rest of the week. Fantastic weekend. And we will see you soon.
And the AC/DC record goes to Mark in Lothian.
All right, Lothian man, thank you so much for your support.
Home of Lothian and the Hand People.
All right, Mark, enjoy that. Thank you for the pledge.
Kick out the jams, motherfucker! listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
My next guest was one of the founders of the legendary early 70s band, the New York Dolls. He then went on to a solo career that is one of the hottest in popular music at the present time. His latest album, of which I have a copy right here, is entitled Live It Up. It's just been named one of the top 10 rock and roll albums of the year by Time Magazine. We're delighted to welcome Mr. David Johansen.
This dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Oh, little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time.
Tell me, David, about the legendary, as we said, New York Dolls.
Well, the New York Dolls, that's the band I guess I started in professional show business with. I was living in the East Village, and I met these guys, and we were like really early movers and shakers in the ecological movement, and meaning that we would wear anything.